Tickets, please.
It's a living beast, really. You're sort of dealing with all the elements, fire, smoke, steam. You know, it's great. It's just a living thing. Some people come along and think it's marvellous. Others come along and think it's a dirty, smelly, horrible thing. But at the end of the day, there's something about it that's undescribable, really.
That's Peter White, the driver of the first Bluebell Railway steam train to arrive in East Grinstead for 55 years. It's the completion of a project first started in 1974 to connect up the town to the already existing line running from Sheffield Park to Kingscote.
Roger Garman, one of the volunteers here at Bluebell Railway. I've been a volunteer for just over 8 years. The Bluebell Railway was the first standard gauge steam preservation railway in the United Kingdom. We were effectively formed over 50 years ago. Our dream was always to ultimately get steam operating back into East Grinstead. Extension from Kingscote to East Grinstead added 2 miles to our track, so it's now an 11-mile journey.
So what's so special about a method of travel phased out in Britain after World War II?
People always have a romantic connection with the railways. For the older generation, they remember the railways. For the younger generation, they're being introduced to what mum and dad and granddad went on. Thomas the Tank Engine, I suppose, has also done a lot to continue to endear steam travel to the younger generation.
With first class, second class and third class carriages from the 1920s and 30s, along with a special buffet car, travellers can expect quite a different experience from what they're used to on modern trains. Simon Barker, the catering manager, explains the food on board and also what it's like to cook it while moving.
This morning's train, we've got a full English breakfast with Danish pastries and champagne, and then this evening we've got a gala dinner with 8 courses with beef and various starters.
And what's it like cooking on a train?
The main problem is space and the train moving as well.
Is it a modern kitchen?
Yes, it's fitted out to modern standards, but it's we try and keep it as authentic as possible.
So what do passengers on board think about travelling the old-fashioned way?
Unreal, absolutely unreal. Champagne, the food was superb. It's just a nice, cosy environment in there.
Very much the vintage carriages of the old days, which I can remember. Go back to when I was at school, I used to travel on trains very similar to this.
It recreates the nostalgia of a bygone era. Recommend it to anybody. You feel like you're in a scene from an Agatha Christie book. Murder on the Orient Express, so to speak.
And for those of you who feel train fares are a little high at the moment, Roger Garman, who you heard earlier, has this to add.
For £16.50 as an adult, you can travel up and on the train all day long. Not many tickets give you that opportunity. Price per mile, the answer is, got to be cheaper than the network.
Stuart Robertson, Suzy Radio.